the new Donegal record, of course, an Ulster record, and Lauren goes fourth on the Irish all-time list. So it was a big, big night for her in Nantes and a continental bronze meet in France, and jumping really, really, really well. The Donegal record was held by her at 6:24 from last year, and indeed she won the national senior indoor and outdoor last year. So she is a leading Irish long jumper at the moment and has been for a year or so. So this is yet another bit of progress. So 6:34, that's a big, big jump. That's getting into real serious jumping. And, she does plan, to, of course, to progress and to develop that further. So it was a really positive performance. Indeed, she was over in the competition. She hit the board for the big one in the third round, so a really good one. You know, Lauren is one of those people who quietly goes about her business, and she's from Killigarden. She started her athletics in Dromore National School. She's a PhD student at DCU. She just comes to the track at Finn Valley. She gets her work done. She goes into the weight room. She does her track stuff, and really, really quietly goes about it. But she's seriously, seriously focused, and it's all really, really paying off. So really, we're all really, really delighted for her here at Finn Valley, and indeed in Donegal Athletics, that she has that has gone good for her. Really, what else is happening? Well, later tonight, Mark English is in Lyon. He's in an 800 metres, so that's yet another big challenge for him. Then we have Oisin Gallen. He's in Boulder, Colorado, in a 3,000 metres indoor later tonight. And we've got Sophia Thompson. She's at Boston University meet tonight as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And of course, Leo O'Gara, she's in Spain for an international 5K walk, chasing a European under 18 qualifying time. There's a lot of athletics. And then there's the Rahini Shamrocks 5 mile tomorrow. So there's a lot of stuff going on tonight in the States, and then tomorrow in between Spain and Ireland and so on. Now, earlier today as well, we had the National League. The only Donegal teams competing were Finn Valley, and the men and the women's. They were under strength, really, but they finished sixth today. This is the first qualifying round. There are two qualifying rounds and then a final. The women's team are looking good for the final. They finished sixth. Arlene Crossan, a new Finn Valley record, 24-34. So about a .10 approval from last year. So he started the season well, and so that was a big performance from today. Bridget McDyer, of course, in the weight for distance, once again getting full points for the club, and so on. But sixth is the best they are at the moment. Dundrum, South Dublin, and Ratoff are leading the story. But another day in a week's time or so, and then on to the final. But the women's team is a very, very vibrant, positive, strong team. The men's team struggled a little bit, but they were there. They were competitive, and they were really filling the gaps, as they say, and in terms of being in the national competition and chasing a position in the final. But it's not likely. They were 50th today. There's a lot of points to be made up in the second day to get themselves into the final. But that's the National League today. But seriously, Lauren Callaghan from Killigarden is the story right now, today, as of last night in France. And we're looking forward to a few more big performances tonight, indeed in different countries from Donegal athletes. So let's see what happens. And obviously, I'll bring it all back to you tomorrow. Cheers.